Chapter 10. Revising the Project Plan. This chapter covers the following topics: defining the need for revision, addressing operational change control process, implementing change control, implementing changes to the project plan, welcoming changes in adaptive projects, delaying a project, rebuilding management support. Have you ever taken a wrong turn? One minute you're cruising along listening to your favorite radio station, windows open, and you're enjoying a perfect summer drive. The next thing you know, you're on I-90, when you should really be on I-94. You've cruised along for 20 minutes, and now you're frantic. Not only are you now 20 minutes out of your way, but you've got to drive those 20 minutes again in the opposite direction just to get back to where you should have been to start with. So what do? Click off the music, put the windows up, and grit your teeth as you pretend you meant to screw up all along. Project management can be like that unfortunate summer drive. No matter how much research you do, how many times you test a process, or how detailed your plan, no one can predict the future. Project managers can, and often do, start in one direction and, by chance or design, come to realize they've been going in the wrong direction. In some instances, they discover a better method or product in the early stages of the implementation. In others, a request from management or the customers to change the deliverables of the product can alter a project's direction. And in some cases, the cause for change rests on the shoulders of the project manager. In this chapter, you'll examine the process a project manager can use to decide if a change in a project is feasible, and which system to put in place to review, approve, or decline change requests. Of course, adaptive projects welcome and expect change, so we'll examine that mindset and the process of welcoming changes in an adaptive project. Every project and every change request is different, so the project manager must react with caution to difficult situations and try to keep their project and wits together. We'll also look at the operational change control for project management. Your project may have large, sweeping changes based on how the organization operates. Pull the car over and silence the music. It's time to get to work. Defining the need for revision. English writer Arnold Bennett said, "Any change, even a change for the better, is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomforts." How true that is. In the world of IT project management, change is not, and generally should not be, an easy process to incorporate. Every project, as you know, needs a scope statement. The scope statement defines what will and will not be delivered as part of the project. The scope baseline is a point of reference for all future project decisions. Recall that the project scope is all of the required work, and only the required work, to complete the project. Once the scope has been created and agreed upon by the stakeholders, it must be protected from superfluous changes. Exam tip: know how changes are managed in your organization. The details on change management in this book are based on the generally accepted practices, but your organization may have different rules and procedures for introducing changes to the project. IT projects, however, are particularly subject to change due to the nature of the industry. Patches, service packs, new releases of software, bugs, threats, security issues, and new wishes from stakeholders can all task an IT project on a daily basis. Each change request must be evaluated for cost, time, risk, and other repercussions. In addition, each change request must be documented, tracked, and implemented in the plan or denied. When a change request is declined, the project manager must communicate the status of the change request and record the change request as declined in the change log. This helps during the final scope verification so that customers aren't puzzled as to why their change wasn't implemented. But what happens in many projects? Change is forced into the project scope, even if it's a complete redesign on the deliverables, and then a project manager tries to shoehorn the project plan into the new and improved requirements. This rarely works. Instead, team morale declines, frustration ensures the deliverables aren't met, and the project manager loses control. To prevent this, you must have a process to control change and implement change when it is needed. Addressing operational change control. There is a big difference between a project and operations. Projects are temporary, while operations go on and on. Creating new software can be a project. Supporting the software, help desk support, and backing up data from the software are operational duties. When we discuss change control, it's important to acknowledge if the change is an operational change or a project change. While your exam is on project management, you'll be tasked with addressing operational change control too, because these changes can affect your project. Consider IT infrastructure changes. Planned and unplanned downtime, scheduled maintenance windows, rollback plans, and validation checks that happen as part of operations. When an IT project is chugging along, the IT project manager must be aware of these interruptions in the infrastructure because they'll directly affect the project. Just imagine a project manager that has the team all ready for a big weekend rollout of some new software. The team charges in early on Saturday morning, ready to rock and roll, only to discover the infrastructure team has planned for maintenance that weekend, so the project is stalled. The team is frustrated, their Saturday plans already interrupted, and now they'll have to schedule another weekend to do the work. Nobody is going to be happy with the project manager. Planning for software change control. Often, when we think of software development for predictive and agile projects, we think of a brand new piece of software. However, it's often the case that the software development project is to update existing software. You've probably experienced this. You've mastered the current version of some software only to have a new version, a new update, blasted onto your computer. Now some of your keyboard shortcuts do different things, buttons on the toolbar are in different places, and I'm talking to you, Apple iPhone developers. And where you used to find settings, such as Do Not Disturb, are tucked inside of other settings that aren't logical. In a project, changes to software may have a direct effect on your project. Consider how your project's deliverables may interact with the software, additional disruptions to the stakeholders, and support of the solution you create along with the changes to the software. You'll also need to schedule and budget for testing and staging the changes and how it affects your solution. As you know, everything in IT is related, and what appears to be a tiny change can have huge ramifications on the solution you create. All of it comes down to four domains: software, hardware, network, and data. An external change as part of operations can cause internal changes to the project you're managing. Establishing change control. Change control is an internal process an organization can use to block anyone, including management, from changing the deliverables of a project without proper justification. Change control requires the requester to have an excellent reason to attempt a change, and then the proposed changes are evaluated in regard to their impact on all facets of the project. The Change Control System, CCS, will guide you and stakeholders through the change control process for the project. Change control in project management is a documented, formal process for proposing, reviewing, and allowing changes within a project. The change control process presents how changes are reviewed for their value, costs, schedule impact, risks, and feasibility. The project must have a method to enter, track, and record the approval or denial of proposed changes. Changes fall into two broad categories to consider: product change and project change. Product change means the features and functions of the end result, the requirements of the project, have changed. For example, the customer requests additional capabilities for the software the project aims to create. The client wants to change the number of servers from 2 to 6. Your manager asks that you add 47 laptops, 5 different printers, segment the network differently, and 3 coffee makers to the project deliverables. Product changes almost always introduce project changes, as product changes directly affect the project scope. Project changes are any changes to the project. Scope, schedule, costs, quality, resources, communication, risk, procurement, and stakeholders. Project changes are integrated. A change to the project schedule can affect several areas of the project. The schedule delay may cause costs to increase because the current resources won't be available later in the project, and you may have to procure different contractors to do the work. You'll need to communicate the delay and cost concern with stakeholders. You'll need to examine how the change may introduce or affect risks in the project. And you'll need to discuss quality. A simple change can have big, frustrating ripples in the project. In many organizations, the change control system includes a change control board, CCB. This board completes the review and analysis of the proposed changes to determine their worthiness and justification. Your organization may call the CCB an engineering review board, technical review board, or even technical assessment board. The CCB reviews and approves, declines, or defers proposed changes. There are dozens of reasons why management or the project customer may want to change a project's deliverables. The worst scenario is when the recipient of the project deliverables drops by your office one day deep into the implementation plan and says, "Hey, I forgot to mention that this project thingy you're working on also needs." Another situation, equally painful, is a change that stems from your project team. In these instances, someone on your team discovers that the technology you are implementing really doesn't fit the bill. The technology won't actually deliver. The new technology will conflict with existing technology, or it becomes outdated during the course of installation. When this happens, you can almost hear your plan being sent through a paper shredder. Or it could be that your team is pulled in so many directions that it's impossible for them to keep the project on schedule. In organizations that are short on IT staffers, 60 to 80 hour workweeks are not uncommon. They'll be working on so many different implementations, development projects, and daily duties to put out fires that it is physically impossible for them to keep pace with your project. In these situations, nothing short of additional resources or additional time will help. As a general rule, it's easier to change the project deliverables at the beginning of the project than at the end. In other words, as the project moves closer to completion, the willingness to change the project deliverables wanes. The best method to avert serious change is prevention through serious planning. Again, as with most aspects of project management, a solid pre-production of research, planning, and interviews with the users impacted by the project is crucial. You can avoid the preceding situations using these methods. Interviewing the client or end user of the product in detail as part of the initiation and planning phases to ensure the requirements are well defined. Researching and testing the technology thoroughly before the implementation phase. A testing lab or project simulation that emulates the working environment is a must in many IT projects. Examining the required resources prior to the implementation. A reality check is needed to see if the existing staff has the time or knowledge to implement the proposed technology. Change control process. Change control is a process that reviews and then approves or declines the proposed change. All changes must pass through the change control process, but in some instances, the change isn't proposed, it must happen or it already has happened. The change control process is still enacted to see the full effect of the change on the project. That's right. Even if the change has already occurred, you'll still need to evaluate the change to determine how you'll deal with it. Here are some examples of changes that happen without approval. Organizational change mergers, acquisitions, and organizational splits. There's no change request for your project when these organizational changes happen. When companies merge or are busted apart, it's likely that there'll be an effect on your project. Business processes your organization could change the processes you use in your project. Consider changes in purchasing, timekeeping, reporting structures, and other processes you use as part of the norms where you work. Changes to these items may affect how quickly you're able to manage the project, and that'll affect your project performance. Reorganization. It's not unusual for companies to go through reorganizations. People are let go, are reassigned, or voluntarily leave during a reorg process. Organizational changes like this may mean your stakeholders, management, and project team can all change, which will require additional efforts from you in planning, risk management, and communications. Relocation, it's possible that your organization may move its headquarters or parts of the organization. While the changes to human resources can be easy to spot, you may also need to consider the physical environment changes and the effect these changes can have on the project. Outsourcing hiring contractors can create new challenges for project managers. Contractors have to learn your organization's processes, preferences, lingo, and approach to doing the project work. This change can create new challenges for the project manager. The change management process, which I'll discuss coming up, needs to be established early in the project, communicated, and used for all changes in the project, whether they are proposed or have already happened. Changes can affect the entire project, not just the project scope, costs, or schedule, so it's vital to project success to allot time to analyze and consider the whole effect of the change. Impacts of change. The one thing that always stays the same in project management is change. Sooner or later, something will happen that will blindside your plan of attack and force you to change your plans. When a scope change request is introduced to the project, the request should be reviewed for its impact on the entire project, not just the scope. Integrated change control examines the change's effect on all areas of the project, including scope, schedule, cost, quality, resources, communication, risk, procurement, stakeholders. All change requests must pass through integrated change control. It's part of project integration management. If a change bypasses the formal review of its effect on the project, chances are some part of the project will be wrecked. Integrated change control is mandatory when it comes to project changes. Exam tip. The examination of a change and how it affects all parts of the project is called integrated change control. A formal change to the project plan, regardless of who's responsible for the change, is serious business, no matter how seemingly small or innocent. At this point of the project life, your project network diagram, PND, should be tight and solid. Recall that your PND is a visual representation of the flow of the work. It defines the paths to completion of the project and when tasks begin, and it identifies the critical path. The critical path is the longest path of tasks within the PND. There should be little room for additional deliverables without expanding the project finish date, not something that is always acceptable. In addition, new deliverables cost money. A change in the project scope may mean additional resources, internal or external, and your budget may not be able to afford them. The changes can mean additional hardware and software expenses. Typically, additional funds will be required if the project scope is to change. Team morale may plummet. Facing your team members and telling them that all of the planning, research, and work so far is about to get additional criteria for completion is not good news. You'll need to handle the news with grace and tact. Project change request. As you can imagine, in a predictive project, you want to control and restrict changes to the project scope. When changes are inevitable, you need a formal process to incorporate these changes into the project plan. This formal process begins with the project change request form. As you can see in Figure 10.1, the project change request form formalizes requests from anyone to the project manager. The form can be electronic or paper-based. The requester, the project manager, and even the CCB will contribute to the form as they consider the change. The project change request form requires that the requester not only describe the change, but also supply a reason why this change is appropriate and needed. Once the requester has completed the form, the project manager, project sponsor, and other relevant stakeholders can determine if the change is indeed needed, should be rejected, or should be delayed until the completion of the current project. Change requests in a predictive project must follow a certain process to determine if they should be incorporated into the current plan. Figure 10.2 follows the path of the change request from start to conclusion. For example, a sample IT change goes through these steps. Refer to Figure 10.2. In this example, the department that needs additional software installed would basically require a different image of the disk to complete the job quickly and easily. While the request for the installation is valid, it does not fit within the current project scope. This request, as innocent as it sounds, may be better served as a separate project dependent on the completion of the current project. As Figure 10.3 demonstrates, project managers rejecting changes to a current project prevent runaway projects and advance change requests into the process to determine if a new project is warranted. If the research of the change does not prove that the change can or should happen, the change should be rejected. Reasons for rejection could be lack of time, technology, funds, or resources, or the complexity of the request qualifies it for a separate project. Finally, if the change is approved for project incorporation, the project manager must begin a plan to incorporate the change into the project schedule. The project manager, the project sponsor, and the project team must address the incorporated change. An examination of the PND and a review of the resources and budget will be most helpful when determining where, when, and how the change will fit into the current project. Change impact statement. A change impact statement is a formal response to the project change request form. It summarizes the proposed actions to incorporate the changes. Usually, this is a listing of the paths and trade-offs the project manager is willing to implement. In some instances, the change impact statement is given back to the customer with several responses the requester can choose from. There are 7 different responses a project manager can use on the change impact statement. The proposed change is not approved. Sorry. The change cannot be incorporated into the project scope. These add-on wishes cause runaway projects, scope creep, and a waste of funds, time, and resources. The proposed change can happen within the current timeline, with the current resources. Good news! The change is simple and won't require additional resources or time. This can be something as simple as changing the name of a domain or a server or another variable. The proposed change can happen with the current resources, but will require an extended timeline. The change request will take additional time to finish the project, but the current resources are able to complete the additional activities. The proposed change can happen within the current timeline, but additional resources are required. Depending on the change and the project, the deadline may not be movable. Therefore, in order to complete the change on time, additional resources will be needed to incorporate the additional work. The proposed change can be completed, but the timeline will need to be extended and additional resources are required. Phew! Given the change request, the timeline is no longer realistic, nor is it achievable for the current project team to complete the change. This stems from adding a component that requires skills beyond those of the current project team. The proposed change can be completed, but the deliverables will be produced in a tiered strategy. This reaction to the change accepts the proposal, but the deliverables will be released in priority sequence according to the customer. For example, if an OS rollout was to be for just a few departments, but the rest of the company was added to the plan, this solution could address the change. Management could choose the department order in which the OS rollout would occur. The proposed change cannot occur without considerable changes to the project plan. Bad news. The proposed change to the project is so significant it would render the current plan obsolete. The changes must have an excellent justification for scrapping all of the hard work, time, and funds committed to the project to date. An example could be a shift in business cycles, a company buyout, a new technology, or change in management. Changes to your project might warrant the creation of a regression plan. A regression plan defines how the project team may undo the work a change brings into the project. Regression plans are usually created for larger, significant changes, where the outcomes are somewhat unknown. Regression plans are used as a conditional approval for significant changes to the project. Exam tip. Regression plans are also known as fallback plans. They are instructions for how to fall back to the last known good state of the environment. Staging areas are often used to test the solution before it enters production. For example, suppose your project is installing a new network topology for your organization's 5,000 users on one campus. Management asks that you incorporate a change for the network topology to also include wireless access points for the network. This simple change request could be approved, but a regression plan could be created for how to unapprove the change if schedule, costs, or other problems are experienced during the implementation. In agile projects, we have a larger need for speed than we do in predictive projects. Change is expected and welcome, but that doesn't mean changes just fly into the product every day, all day. The role of the product owner is responsible for approving, declining, or deferring change, and this role serves as a type of change control board. When changes are introduced in an agile project, the product owner will insert the change into the product backlog and prioritize it accordingly. While the development team is in the working portion of the iteration, changes to the iteration backlog cannot be introduced. All changes go through the product owner and are entered into the product backlog first. Internal project trouble. The most difficult changes to the project plan, unfortunately, happen from within. These changes are not always changes brought about by discovery of a new technology, a flaw in the project plan, or a conflict with the implementation. These changes are brought about by the one variable in any project that remains constant: the human element. The human element is the predictable problem that arises from team members who fail to complete their assignments, fail to communicate troubles or flaws, or lose interest in their work. These blunders are the epitome of leadership failure. You, as project manager, must have such an active role in the implementation phase that you can sense trouble brewing like a firefighter can smell smoke. You need to spring into action, address the issue at its inception, and squelch it before it erupts into a full-fledged delay. On long-term projects, it is easy for everyone, including the project manager, to get burned out on the implementation. As Figure 10-4 shows, the longer a project lasts, the easier it is for the project team and the project manager to lose interest and focus. Once a team member gets burned out on a project, they lose interest, care, and motivation. It's difficult to spark a team member's drive once they've reached this point. A project manager should sense a team member's dedication waning long before it actually happens. Another problem IT project managers often are faced with is employee turnover. As you may know, within the IT industry, professionals are constantly climbing their own ladders of personal achievement. Workers come and go as they shift from organization to organization and move up within their own organizations. Economic conditions can cause layoffs, downsizing, and corporate takeovers that can wreck the project team. When a team member leaves the team because they resign from the organization or move within the organization, you must act immediately to find a replacement. This is no easy task. If you're lucky, someone within the organization can join the project team and begin where the original team member left off. As Figure 10-5 depicts, the longer a project team position is vacant during the implementation phase, the longer the project's delay and the more it costs. In addition, costs may rise on the overall project as hours increase and IT consultants' contractors may be brought in to fulfill the duties of the missing team member. What's likely is that a new team member will join the team, and you'll be faced with assessing that person's skills and then rearranging the resources to complete the project on schedule. For example, if you're involved with an application development team and your SQL guru leaves the company, you may not have to hire a new SQL pro. Instead, you may have to move one team member who knows SQL into the role of the SQL pro and promote a new team member into the now vacant app developer role, assuming that the person's skill sets match your requirements. You may also have no other choice but to hire an independent contractor, a consultant, or an integrator to help the team finish the project. This independent contractor will most likely cost more than the hourly wage and benefit costs of the team member who has left the company. Additional funds may be required to complete the project. Implementing project changes. Your project is always in a state of flux. Changes are called for from management, team members come and go, and new technology sprouts up along the way to completion. All around you are temptations to shift the focus of the project, to change your vision, and to broaden the scope just a bit at a time. You must resist these temptations. Little, innocent changes pile up and result in scope creep. Changes to the project, no matter how small they may seem at first glance, are always major changes. Stay firm and require management, the customers, and the project team to stay focused on the original vision. Scope creep occurs when your project scope is defined, and then it grows a little at a time. If a change to the project scope must happen, whether because of internal or external forces, you will need to enter the proposed changes into the CCS. Changes from internal forces. When delays caused internally by the project team happen, due to the team's inventive changes, a lack of quality in the product, or a failure to complete assignments, and inevitably they will, the project manager can do several things to resolve the problem and stay on schedule. While these are not always changes to the project deliverables, they are changes that jeopardize the project from being completed on time, on budget, and with the expected level of quality. Scope creep, also known as project poison, refers to undocumented changes that can sneak into a project. Scope creep often happens when stakeholders request a change directly to the project team rather than following the prescribed change control system. The project manager must take corrective actions to get the project back on track. Using preventive actions, such as training to avoid scope creep. Applying corrective actions to remove non-value-added changes. Hiring additional resources to complete the project on schedule. Changing FS, finish to start, tasks within the PND to be SS, start to start, or FF, finish to finish, so that tasks can happen in tandem rather than in sequence when possible. Reassigning highly skilled resources to the critical path to speed the completion. Reassigning tasks evenly among the remaining project team to stay on schedule. Applying management reserve to lagging tasks. Removing a portion of lag times to take up float within the project. Requesting that the project scope be reduced in size. Changes from external forces. When delays to the project are caused by external forces, such as the customer, management, new or pending regulations, or business cycles, the project manager can do all that they can to ensure the project will finish on schedule and on budget, but often delays or expenses are unavoidable. In these instances, the project manager must rely upon their negotiating skills to use leverage to secure additional finances, time, or both. The triple constraints of project management, which CompTIA sometimes calls the iron triangle of project management, come to mind. The iron triangle is an equilateral triangle. The sides of the triangle, time, cost, and scope, must all be in balance with one another for the project to be successful. If a new deliverable is added to the project, there will likely be a need for more time, more money, or both. For a project to be successful, all three sides must remain in balance. You can't expect a $500,000 project scope to be met with a $300,000 budget. If the deadline of the project cannot be moved, but the newly incorporated deliverables have put an unforeseen strain on the project team, new resources may be required. There are only so many hours in a day, and it is not reasonable for a project manager to ask or require the project team to work all of them. In these instances, the most direct route to satisfying the demands of the project change is to add resources. This usually means additional funding. The new resource may be a consultant, an independent contractor, or an internal resource that the project team absorbs. Whatever the solution, the project manager must work quickly to educate the resources on the project plan, their requirements for the plan, and when their assignments are due. The project manager should make an effort to make the resource feel comfortable and welcome to the project. Poor project managers add team members, show them their assignments, and leave them to figure things out for themselves. You must welcome the new team member, introduce that person to the team, and explain why they were brought on board. A comfortable, happy team member will be more productive than one who is confused, misinformed, and uncertain of why they are on the team. In some instances, changes to the project will not require additional resources, but just more money. For example, the new project deliverable may change the number of workstations, servers, or application licenses that are needed to complete the plan. These all will require additional funds. In such cases, if the deliverable must be met, then additional funds will have to be assigned to the project. There is no negotiation, as it's simple arithmetic. Additional technology equals additional funds. Adaptive projects use a similar approach as the iron triangle, but it's inverted. With the inverted iron triangle, the time and cost are fixed and the scope is flexible. So as new additions are added to the project scope, through the product backlog, the most important items are at the top of the list and the least important items, the items with the lesser business value, are at the bottom. With this approach, it's possible that some things won't be created in the project, as time and money are consumed. At first glance, that seems awful, but it's not really. The most valuable items are created first, so the items that are pushed out of delivery aren't as valuable as those features that have been created. So what happens to all those requirements that didn't make it into the final project? These can be the start of a new project, like a new version or update to the software. Or the organization can shrug these off as not being worth the time and cost to include them in the product. The point is, these items aren't as valuable as the features that were created in the product. Negotiate for tiered structures. A tiered structure allows the IT project manager to agree to meet the new requirements of the project scope, but the deliverables are released over multiple dates. For example, if the project deliverables have changed to be a database-driven website with e-commerce support, the IT project manager can bargain to meet the new scope, but with multiple release dates. First, the website can be released, then the tie-ins to the database, and finally the hooks into the e-commerce solution. Of course, the website would be updated on each release to reflect each new add-in. With this type of hybrid approach, the project manager wins, as they've been given more time to ramp up their team to deliver the project. And the organization wins, as there are usable resources at each delivery. You may find it beneficial to create an operational transfer plan, which defines the timings, processes, and approach to transfer project deliverables and benefits from the domain of the project manager into organizational operations. The operational transfer plan includes project communications, project execution, and project scope management. Extension of time for delivery. At the very least, when a project scope has undergone serious changes and no additional resources are available for the project, a delay is likely. What else can you do when significant deliverables have been added to your project? At first, you should examine the PND to determine if any float exists or whether some tasks can begin SS rather than FS. After those adjustments, you must take a serious look at the project delivery date. If the date is not feasible, then additional time must be added. Neither you nor management should consider the project late. Additional deliverables were added to the scope, and additional time is required to meet those changes. Holding issue management meetings. An issue is a risk event that has occurred. Issues are also matters in the project, where two or more people disagree over the direction the decision should take in the project. An issue management meeting, as its name suggests, is a meeting to resolve problems and issues as they arise on a project. Every project, no matter who planned it, will encounter troubles, they just always do. A delay in the critical path is a delay you cannot afford. For example, if a critical task is delayed because of a software compatibility problem, that's a delay for all dependent tasks in the project timeline. pushing your project timeline beyond the targeted completion date, as shown in Figure 10.6, will cost additional funds because of the hours required to complete the project. An issue management meeting allows you to address problems with your team, the vendor, or key personnel to find solutions. You can address an issue, brainstorm for different ideas, and drop in plans of variance in your PND. An issue management meeting is a serious piece of business that allows you to get your project back on track quickly and accurately. At the end of your issue management meeting, which may comprise several meetings that run over days or weeks, you should have a resolution to the issues and a plan on how to attack. This plan allows you to address the problem with a solution and address how the solution will impact the remaining tasks in the project. Meet with the entire project team, discuss the solution you've arrived at, and explain the justification for the plan. And then assign the task to the appropriate team members to implement. Delaying a project. There will come a time in every organization when someone proposes that a project, specifically your project, be cut. Your hands will get sweaty, your gut will develop a sinking feeling, and you won't sleep well at night. Your poor project, the one you've invested months of your life in, the one you've inspired your project team to work so hard for, and the one you've sold management on how valuable it will be to the organization. Sooner or later, one of your projects may face its demise. There is, however, a tactic that you can try to save your project from being cut from the organization's plans altogether. Convince the organization to delay, not cut. Delaying a project is different from cutting a project. A delay is a nod from management that your plan is still active, is still worthy, and will be resurrected at some point in the future. Tip: as a general rule, the longer a project lasts, the more it will cost. The typical cause of healthy projects being cut is a lack of funds. Is your business experiencing a downturn? Are layoffs imminent? How's your company stock doing? These are all signals that a project cut may be visiting your team in the near future. Management has a responsibility to manage their project portfolio. If your project is low in priority, it's not difficult for management to give it the axe. Some project managers, when they sense these changes coming, will commit as many funds available to the project immediately to secure the implementation of the technology. For example, a project manager is leading a project to upgrade servers over the next 8 months when they sense cuts may be looming. Rather than being stuck with a project without servers, they immediately order all the hardware necessary to finish the plan. If this sounds sneaky to you, that's because it is. This is not a good project management technique because it does not follow the project plan or the project budget. The hardware may be present, but the team may not be available to implement it. It is a waste of the company's money, as the technology purchased today may drop in prices over the upcoming months. If management wants to rescind approval of the plan, they have the final say. It is a reaction to gossip and not to facts. You should continue on your project until you are told the project has been halted. There is nothing wrong with talking to your project sponsor about the possibility of your project being cut if you two have a strong working relationship. When the word comes that your project is to be halted, first find out the reason why the project must be stopped. If the reason is financial, and usually it is, make a request to change the project status to inactive rather than retired. Make a request to revisit the project in 3 to 6 months, or after certain conditions are met to reactivate the project implementation. Once the project has been officially delayed, edit the project to formalize the 3 to 6 month delay. You will then have to break the news to the project team. Share with the project team the same reasons you were given, if you're allowed, as to why the project has been delayed and when the project will reconvene. Make backup copies of any current work done on the project and store them for safekeeping. Coping with vendor delays. If you have outsourced all or a portion of your project, you may be faced with a vendor that cannot complete tasks according to the original schedule. In these instances, you will have to be stern, diplomatic, and reasonable all at once. Some methods you can use to work with vendors include the following. Review your contract with the vendor to determine what repercussions you may have. If you're using an incentive fee contract, the vendor may face penalties for delivering their work late. Review their practices and recommend methods they can implement to improve the lagging schedule. Clearly identify to vendors the impact of the delay on the project scope and the completion date. Once a compromise has been reached, share this news with management and the project's customers. Rebuilding management support. Here you are in front of management. Your predictive project is a month off schedule, and your budget is nearly gone. You need more time, and you need more money to finish. Gulp. If you've blown the opportunity to complete the project, don't be surprised if you are removed from the project. Sorry. But wait a minute, is this really your fault? Well, there is that poor planning results in poor implementation argument, but let's take the benefit of the doubt. Has the project scope changed? Have crucial members of your team left the project? Did you ever really have enough money to begin with? If you are not to blame, things can be a little easier. Of course, management doesn't want to hear the bad news about your late project and the lack of cash to finish it, but someone has to tell them. The best method is to cut to the chase and tell management what the problem is. Prepare this ahead of a meeting and document your needs. You do not want to go before the company board, the partners, or an executive committee without some plan to present to them. Never go to management with a problem unless you also have a solution. Management is looking for value and solutions in their day, not your project problems. Tell management what the problem is in clear, direct terms. Then, in equally clear terms, explain to them why the problem has occurred. If it was your fault, say so. Honesty is always the best policy. If the problem has presented itself because of the project scope being changed or because of other circumstances clearly outside of your control, let management know with your supporting evidence. Exam tip. Never go to management or the customers with a problem without also having a proposed solution to the problem. These stakeholders are looking to you to solve issues, not put the disruption in their lap. Once you've broken the harsh news and presented the honest, direct reason why the problem has arisen, present a plan to resolve the issue. You are now selling management the sizzle of the project once again. Remind management of the value of this project, of the investment it means for the organization, and of the time and dollars already committed to progress the project to this point. While the monies that have been invested are sunk costs, it's hard to ignore the commitment invested in a project. If these executives agree to continue to support your project, you will now have to rebuild their trust. To rebuild their trust, you will have to prove to them that you are capable of leading the project team to the conclusion of the project. You'll have to prove to them that you are capable of managing their investment. And finally, you'll have to prove to yourself that you are capable of finishing this project after all you've been through thus far. To begin once more, meet with your project team and discuss why and how things got off track. Look for reasons why you let down the team or the team members let each other down. Address these issues and then promise they won't happen again. You'll need to return to your work breakdown structure and the PND to determine what tasks are lagging and how the team can regroup and attack the plan with gusto once again. Focus and refocus. Okay, your project has changed either through internal or external forces. You've made changes to the project plan, worked out details of the change, and are ready to move forward with the project. Put the frustration of the project change process behind you, rally your troops, and charge ahead into the project plan. You now have to take on the role of an even more active project manager and ensure that the team is not discouraged with the change of the project plan. You will need to speak with the team members who are most impacted by the change to ensure their commitment and ongoing support. You will also need to increase your level of communication with the team members and management. You want to keep all parties informed of the process of the project and your continued dedication to it. Some project managers are tempted to keep a low profile after the change process out of either embarrassment or frustration. Hiding is not a good decision, as now you need to be seen and heard. Renewal of commitment. A change in the project plan, whether your fault or not, requires a change in you as well. After changing the plan, which is one of the most frustrating aspects of project management, you need to rekindle your excitement for the original project vision. Often, especially on long-term projects, it's easy to drift away from the excitement that surrounded the kickoff meeting, the first few team meetings, and reaching the first milestone. The fact is, the business of project management is not always the most exciting business. But the day-in, day-out tasks and review of work completed and work that needs completing are what get the project from an elaborate plan on a whiteboard to a living portion of a business. Rekindle the excitement, renew your commitment to the project, and lead your team to victory. CompTIA project plus exam highlight. Managing project changes. In project management, change is inevitable. There are value-added changes, organizational changes, technical changes, errors and omissions, and external changes such as laws and regulations. Changes can haunt a project unless the project manager and the stakeholders follow a systematic, documented change control process. All scope change requests must be documented and entered into the scope change control system so they can pass through integrated change control, be reviewed by the CCB, and then detailed in the project's change log. When change is introduced into the project, the integrated change control process is invoked. This process examines each change request and the potential impact on the project's scope, schedule, costs, quality, human resources, communications, risk, procurement, and stakeholders. A change in one area of the project can have ramifications on other areas of the project. When change is approved in the project plan, it's possible that all project subsidiary plans must also be updated as a result of the project scope change. Integrated change control is a mandatory process for considering any scope change requests in a project. Some changes can happen without entering the change control system. Scope creep or work that has been implemented incorrectly. The project manager must document the error and determine if corrective action should be implemented to fix the defect. Corrective action brings the project experiences back into alignment with the project scope and the project plan. Changes that do follow the project's scope change control procedures may be approved, but their approval can also mean updates to the project scope baseline and the project management plan. The triple constraint of project management, also called the iron triangle, is the balance of time, cost, and scope in a project. When a change is introduced to the project scope, additional time and/or money likely will be needed to achieve the project scope due to the recently approved change. Due to poor project performance, the scope could be reduced to equate to the project budget and time available to complete the project by a given deadline. In the change control process, it's also possible for the budget of the project to be reduced or the schedule for the project to be changed. When the budget or the schedule changes, the scope is likely going to have to change too to achieve the new cost and time objectives. Adaptive projects welcome and expect change to happen. Changes in an adaptive project are entered into the product backlog, where the product owner will prioritize the changes. The more business value and importance a change has, the higher the change will be in the product backlog. Adaptive projects use an inverted iron triangle, where time and costs are fixed and the scope is flexible. Some requirements may be shifted out of the project achievability because there isn't enough time or money to deliver everything. But the items that are shifted out of the project are of less business value than the items that the team creates. Part of issue management is the consideration of escalation when the issue can't be resolved. In these instances, management or the project sponsor will have to decide on the best course to take in the matter. You'll consider the severity, impact, and urgency of the issue before escalating the issue to the project sponsor or to management for resolution. You don't want to go to management with every issue. It's your job as project manager to resolve issues and keep the project moving toward its goal. This means having insight to schedule maintenance and downtime of IT services, customer notifications of maintenance, and validation checks for the changes. When changes are performed as part of operations, you'll need to review, test, and determine if the changes have any effect on your project. You'll do this in a beta or staging environment before releasing your products to production. You don't want to release a solution that conflicts with changes implemented as part of ongoing operations. Chapter review. Whoever said, "The more things change, the more they stay the same," never worked in project management. No matter how much planning, preparing, and strategizing you invest in a project, change can happen. A change in deliverables can be requested from management or the customer receiving the deliverables. Business cycles, new requirements from the customers, or new management can all lead to changes in a project plan. As the project manager, you must implement a change control system to formalize a change request, and then react to the change in a formal statement as well. A request to change the project deliverables, no matter how seemingly small, is a significant one that requires a business justification to begin implementation. A change in the project deliverables may require additional resources, additional funding, additional time, or all three to complete the project. Changes to the organizational structure can also affect the project. Management or the customers must be willing to comply with your requests to complete the project. Solid research of the change will provide evidence of the new requirements to produce the deliverables. Should change come about because of internal forces, such as lack of focus, change in resources, work units not being completed, or improper funding, you must take the lead on rectifying the problem. You have to face management and explain the problem and offer a solution to correct the problem and get the project back on track. Once the project scope has been modified, you and your project team must renew your dedication to the vision of the project. A new sense of responsibility, dedication, and channels of communication must emerge to keep the project moving to completion.